You're a male nurse.
The same with trolley dollies. They're always feminine.
Not always.
They're always feminine.
Okay, I see what you're saying there.
Yeah.
No.
In terms of, there's some feminine men as well, but there's also some women who are not feminine.
Actually, that's true.
I won't name the airline, but that certain airlines have a non-feminine lady policy.
Can I write this down?
Stop
that one.
It.
Non-feminine lady.
Yeah, bang on.
Let's have a look.
Well, it's just that one.
Do you see what it is, Dominic? What it is?
No, not necessarily.
No.
Now, this one, look. Let me write this one down. this boy, the bottom one, beautiful. Right? Very rock and roll, what do you call them? Air travel...
cabin crew.
Yeah,
cabin crew.
But you see, this is where I believe that political correctness has gone wrong, right? Because in the olden days, right, people would hire stewardesses based on them being good-looking. Mm. And this was essentially the criteria, a bit like modelling. Right? And then other people decided that was not PC, so they invited other more ugly or not-so-good-looking people to work, right? Yeah. But that aforementioned number two airline still... keeps a traditional policy.
Absolutely. I mean, there are other airlines as well that I've travelled on.
What have you
on.
Written down?
No, I've not written anything there. Just, I
agree with you, Dom.
I've seen some sites.
Yeah, but don't you think that it should be...
I think
be...
you'll find that's the fella who runs that company. He's not a trolley dolly. Yeah, but no, it is a very good point. I don't like flying. Whilst I am sitting in the belly of a big metal bird that soars through the sky...
How is she, by the way?
I don't want some mumsical-like old bird who's a little bit too chunky for that skirt. Mm. I want...
Something to look at.
I want some glamorous, slightly just out of my league blonde bombshell, right? Mm-hmm. With a great figure who... She lives in the belly of the bird and flies. She just spends her life in the air. It's like Kevin Costner in Waterworld. Mm. There is no land for her.
Yeah.
She just constantly flies. And I'm in her world. And she comes up, gives me a little cheeky wink and goes, do you want a little drink from the bar? And I feel special.
Yeah.
I feel, you know, not only is she looking after me, but if I play my cards right, there's a chance I might be able to nail this broad by the time we land. Now, that never happens.
You daft romantic, you.
No, but that's what you're meant to feel like in a plane. You're not meant to feel like it's your auntie Anne, right? Going up going, you're right, can you take your feet off there, please? You know, I want...
Exactly.
A bit sexy.
We're old-time nostalgics, essentially. You know,
sure.
We'd like to refer back to the times when they were better looking. And that was the you know, entry requirement.
During days of yore.
Yeah.
It also takes
you... Have you ever copped off with one of these travelling, flying, beautiful women?
No.
Right.
I haven't.
You haven't lived.
Have you?
Have you?
Well, it was a fella, but he was so gentle. He had wicked nails. Do you remember Aladdin was so jealous?
No.
Yeah, but you class that as just when they brush past you. And you purposely also stick your leg halfway in the aisle just so that they do that.
No, I don't. How would you know? I'm sitting in the front and you're at the back.
That's very true.
Do you remember the story about our friend? You know our friend Greg?
Yes.
Yeah, we were on a flight once to LA years ago. Mm. We got bumped up to upper class on Virgin.
Nice.
And, and with the words, we're really sorry, we can't put you in premium. Is there any chance you'd mind going in upper class? And Greg went, yeah, all right. So we're sitting there going, this is the greatest thing ever. Greg turns to me halfway through the flight and goes, that girl there, the trolley dolly lady, not trolley dollies, the cabin crew, all right, whatever. So, do you think she's cute? I said, yeah, she's really cute. I think she likes me.
Do you?
Yeah, I think she likes me. Why do you say that? She just keeps coming up to me all the time, asking me if I'm all right, do I want a drink? I'm like, it's her job, you pillock!
Yeah, but that one in question ended up coming to our roadshow in Great Yarmouth with it.
Yeah, we did swap numbers with it.
Really?
Yeah. Did I say Virgin? I meant a non-specific airline, so she doesn't get into trouble.
It's a real mix, though, isn't there, of, you know, people that work on these planes?
Absolutely.
They should all be fit. Mm. They should. Men and women alike, they should be fit.
If you know, only for safety reasons alone, because if there was an emergency... No, but you'd want the younger, fitter ones to help you get out the doors.
Someone texted in saying, what's wrong with a brunette or a redhead? No, I'm not. There's nothing wrong with that at all, but I'm just saying, you know, if they could be blonde, that'd be better. But no, I don't mind. We've kind of touched on this before. I want... Because I know, especially being up so early, many cabin crew, I believe is the PC phrase now, listen to the show. So we should compile a gallery of the best looking ones.
Yeah.
It's a nice idea.
Maybe two galleries. You know, like on Top Gear?
Yeah.
So you have fit, you would, and then the last category...
You wouldn't.
They're probably really good at their job.
Yeah.
Then, I'm going to New York in a couple of weeks. We can then pick the ones that can be on my flight.
Yeah.
I like that.
What, like cabin crew idol?
Yes.
Brilliant. Are you allowed to do that?
That's a great idea. And you fly.
You select your dream team, right?
Yeah.
So you start at the front. You're going to go, right, I want him as captain, right? I want him as first officer. And then you select your dream.
We have a lady flyer.
Get Tamsin Outhwaite to fly the plane.
I have been flown by a lady.
And?
It was okay.
Dave was petrified. Dave was really worried of the bad turbulence. Turns out she was just putting her lipstick on in the mirror.
No, to be fair, she didn't. It wasn't a bad landing.
Oh, you're very gracious.
Oh. I love how Kerry shakes her head.
You lot are so sexy.
I love how Kerry shakes her head.
We are
and
sexy.
In about 60 seconds' time, when the microphone switched off, she'll go, I know you mean once. I can't stand women pilots. she does that.
We could compile. We go, right, we'll have them two in economy, them two in business class, them two in upper or first, whatever you call it.
I tell you what, let's try this out now. If you are a good-looking, male or female, by the way, it doesn't matter, you know.
We're not sexist.
No.
If you are a hottie cabin crew person, I'd like you to send us, take a photo of yourself now, or if you're with, you know, your mate, get us to send a photo, and you can email it to us from your phone, because less chances are, if you're flying to all these great places, you'll have cheap phones from the States.
Yeah.
Or Japan, or whatever
it is. Yeah, if you're flying at the moment, though, you'll have your phone off.
Yeah, chris.moyles@bbc.co.uk. And that goes for anywhere around the world, by the way. We'll obviously get it later when you hear the show, but we'll do this tomorrow, the picture.
Oh, right.
And so, if you send them in, you're giving us permission to use them on the website.
That's right. And if you send them in, you're giving us permission for me to take them home and put them in a box
on
the website. And then when I play airplanes in my spare room, and I don't have a captain's uniform, I have pajamas, but I have an old policeman's helmet.
Oh, what a horrific image.
Do you know what? I'm going to leave it now, don't we? Right, it's 7:15. Here come the hits. National Radio
1. 10 minutes to landing. 10 minutes to landing. Cabin crew.
Fags out, please. Open the curtains. Hey! I know. It's been a night flight, right? Carrie.
You've seen the text?
No. Is it good or bad?
Oh, well, it's kind of in agreement with us, to be honest with you. Kev on the text is saying these lady pilots are okay, but have you seen them try to park? Which I think is sexy.
Oh, dear. I'm not saying which airline flight to the Caribbean was full of lovely blondes. Even better was that they stayed at the same hotel as me, and then I would get to watch them sunbathe topless.
There you go. All for the price of your ticket.
Tell you. Somebody else saying that by the sounds of our conversation, you and I should fly Hooters Air.
Yeah. Does that exist?
No. It's just burgers and fries and pitchers of ale.
Right.
Or lager. But, many people are... most people are green.
What, about the fact that political correctness has gone too far?
Well, they're not really green. So we're receiving a couple of pictures already of cabin crew.
Right.
Weirdly, though, slightly disappointing. Al, come around and have a look at this for me.
Yeah.
Cabin crew, this one's subject, and they've sent a photo. There's no text in it, just the actual picture, which is, randomly, Glyn from Big Brother with two people.
Oh. Any more pictures?
There's a few more, yeah. Do you want me to check them out for you?
Yeah, because my application won't open.
Your application won't open.
Hmm.
Flight attendant Dave, 27, from Andover. Now, Allard?
Yeah. 7.
What?
7 10. What?
7 out of 10.
Yeah.
Have a look.
Very complimentary this morning. There you go.
Really?
See, I'd say you look like somebody from the army.
I'm not a specialist in men, but. Well, you know. Good score.
And there's another one for you.
What does he rate out of 10?
That would rate slightly less than 7.
Yeah. He's subject to the oldest trolley dolly. I'm very disappointed. I was hoping, and I'll be honest with you, I was hoping we'd get lots of good-looking women selling photos of themselves in uniforms and pointy hats.
Yeah.
Maybe they're not up yet. Maybe a bit later on.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. This time tomorrow, all the ones from around the world will have flooded in by then.
Because of time difference.
Yeah. Boy, oh boy, they'll be brilliant.
The British ones in America listening on Sirius.
Exactly.
I need to clear out your inbox, actually.
My mailbox is over its size limit, by the way. Did you know that?
Yeah, I know. I'm going to have a purge today.
My mailbox size is 719,774 kb.
Your mailbox is swollen.
But do you know why? Because after, you know, still doing the show for 2.5 years, nobody but me checks the emails on the show.
Hmm.
And occasionally, when somebody does check them, what they mean by checking them is they just go and delete all the old messages that they haven't been read, and the process starts again.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm quite disappointed. Oh, here's one. Marcus the Trucker. This is my girlfriend Vanessa. She's a trolley dolly for blah, blah, blah. Okay, this better not be a letdown, Marcus. Good Lord, man.
Let's have a look.
Your lady's cute. She's like a pretty Sarah Kaywood.
Hmm. She looks like a stewardess, doesn't she? I think it's the
I think that's because she's wearing her uniform, I think it's Dave.
It's the tied back hair, I think.
I don't think she normally wears the pink jacket with a pink scarf.
Right.
For fashion. I think that's her uniform.
That might be a clue to who she works for.
Yeah. Well, anyway, there you go. Keep them coming in. Chris.Moyles@bbc.co.uk. If you do send us a picture of you in your cabin crew outfit, then we might put it on the website. So by sending it, you are giving us your permission to put it on the website and have a good old perv.
Is that the legal message?
Yeah, that's
right.
It's not worded like that by the lawyers, but it pretty much says
that'll do. Job.